This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, in the midst of all that's going on, yeah, you got the wacky right and left. Saying Trump didn't do what he should have done. We're going to go back to that conversation in just a couple of segments. But as usual, here at the top of the second hour on Saturday nights, we got the Ladies Lounge. It's fun to welcome back one of our most dearly beloved guests in the Ladies Lounge. And it's interesting that the word love appears, because that also happens to be the title of her little radio segment across the country on, I don't know, like 12, 1400 stations. She's a big, big famous person. And the fact that she, dips to the level of appearing on this show, I'm very, very grateful for. Ashley Papa, welcome back. So always good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to be here, as always. And I'm never too big to join you on a Saturday night.
I appreciate that. We do have a lot of fun, and we talk about fun things. And people have asked me for a long time, Kev, you're a veteran of talk radio. You guys talk about the news. Why do you talk about relationships? And I say, well, first of all, we do talk about some newsworthy aspects of relationships, because Ashley researches all of the stuff that you do. You're actually breaking news a lot of times in terms of what, four things that'll help you this, eight things that, but what experts say, et cetera, et cetera. But on top of that, I always go back to the fundamental crux of life. Because if my broadcast doesn't help someone with life, then why am I here? At the end of the day, I'm breathing in and out, taking up oxygen that other people could be using if I'm not doing it for the purposes that I think I should be using it for. So having said all of that, a number of years ago, said, you know what, if you think about this, relationships connect every single thing in life that you care about. They connect your marriage, they connect your kids, they connect your employment, they connect your customers, they connect your bosses, your coworkers. Every single thing and every single person on the planet that you want anything from love, acceptance, to money, is all built out of how to build relationships with people. And so I've never apologized for including relationships in the discussion of the news of the day, because even as we are discussing about personalities like Donald Trump and Lawrence O'Donnell and Alex Jones and Mr. Putin and Mr. Assad and all the rest of it that is in the headlines of any given day, there's relational dynamics that they're working through too. And so, friends, if you're at home and you're going, Yeah. I just want to hate on Democrats or do something else for a few minutes. Well, maybe this isn't your cup of tea. But what I have found is that when Ashley tunes in, and when I send out the little word that Ashley's coming on board, oddly enough, we have many, many people that are all of a sudden, maybe they've got some questions about, relational stuff in the back of their mind. They're just looking for that little extra bit of truth, that nugget that's going to help them through. And so if we bring a little bit of that to your life, friend, I'm really excited about it. Ashley Papa officially is the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, and she's also the host of Fox on Love, a radio segment that airs on Fox News Radio on the weekends. Many stations, by the way, carrying the show tonight, also Fox News radio stations, so we're glad to have those. So, Ashley, when you think about the issue of relationships in our world today, I was just watching on the Fox News channel before we went on tonight, and Jesse Waters was interviewing, who was he talking to? Oh, I think it was Bree Payton, who's also a contributor on this show. And he was saying, I want you to watch these two clips. And CBS News interviewed Chelsea Clinton, and they fell all over her. They were like, oh, are you going to run for Congress? And if so, when? And all the rest of it. And then they showed a clip of the same people interviewing Ivanka Trump, and they're like, do you feel complicit in what your dad's doing to the world? And I was like, wow, there's a little bit of bias in there. Sometimes even if you really are a classy person trying to just, help the world be a better place, you're still going to get beat up on. It's just sometimes you're just not going to win.
Right, yeah. I mean, sometimes you can't win, and it really depends on kind of who likes you better.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is because you have actually written a couple of pieces in recent days that are about not necessarily winning in relationships, and that is and that's a sad reality to deal with, but if you know how to deal with them better, you're going to come out of them on the backside with a little more I don't know, maybe less baggage or less hurt in the process. But you wrote about two topics in particular that I really want to get to. The 8 signs that you may be dating a narcissist. Number one, if they're a talk radio host or they work in the business of media, they probably are. But aside from those two starting points, why did you write this piece?
You know, it's, I think, common today for a lot of people to kind of be involved in their own world, you know, not to be negative or, you know, not to, you know, sum up everybody, but, you know, with social media and everything, people tend to be wrapped up in their own lives and posting pictures. So, you know, you don't want to, a narcissist is tricky to spot at times because you don't know if you're dating somebody who's just really confident in themselves or somebody who really might be like a legit narcissist. And if you can avoid them before you end up being with one, then you're better off.
Yeah. Well, and narcissists, it's an interesting concept. It's one that I have a hard time sometimes understanding if someone really is, because some of the very best narcissists come wrapped in a very, I don't know, kind of other outer shell. And so, but when you really dig down and get into the deepest recesses of who they are, you begin to understand it's really all about themselves and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
People, not surprisingly, people that do work in media tend to be narcissistic. As someone who's worked in media my whole life, it's something that I try to be very aware of and try not to be. Though there's probably times when I have tendencies along the same line, because my brand is my name and my image, and it's what, you know, that's how I feed my family. But there are some real things that you can use to figure out if people are, in fact, narcissistic. And then the first thing you say is that they act entitled.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, entitlement can, like I just said, can commonly be mistaken for confidence or success. But, you know, a narcissist will more assume an aggressive tone. And, you know, it's like they act more like VIP-ish. Like they deserve to, you know, not have to wait in line, get certain things. And even if they're not a legit, you know, celebrity or VIP, they kind of act like they should be treated like them. So that's the entitlement aspect. And, you know, like what you were saying when it comes to media and branding, it's a completely different thing. It's all about how you treat the other person. So, you know, if it's all about just, you know, paying your bills and just, you know, people like to listen to you, that's a lot different than somebody who's, a narcissist doesn't really treat other people nicely and respectfully. It's all about themselves in a negative way.
And I'm going to skip a few because you get into that. Then the third thing on the list is they're rude to workers in the service industry. As many people have made a similar comment through history, but watch how people treat those who can do nothing for them in a place where no one sees them, and you will find that the judgment of their actual character. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is an easy time to spot somebody who might be a narcissist. You know, these people in the service industry, they work, you know, they for tips, and they generally want to do a good job in serving you. And if somebody is just off the bat rude to somebody who works in this industry for no reason except to act kind of more powerful, then that's a sign that you're with somebody who really doesn't have a genuine care for other people. You know, if you can't be just nice to somebody who's, you know, bringing you your meals at a restaurant or parking your car, you know, I think that's a sign right there that this might be somebody you might not want to be around with.
Actually, sometimes people ignore those signs and they go ahead and allow themselves to be with narcissists anyway, but that usually comes back to really hurt them. Why do you think, or what does the research say as to why people will overlook narcissism when they are considering spending a vast amount of time, if not a life, with someone who definitely is?
Well, I think in the beginning they fall for somebody, they don't see these signs in the beginning, so they fall for somebody fast, and then maybe when these kind of signs show up later on, they try to convince themselves that they're, you know, not a narcissist, or if they can maybe change this person, if they, you know, if only they can get this person to love them enough, or, you know, just try to mold them in a certain way. But the truth is, you can't really change that fundamental core of somebody who is like this. So, you know, if you spend all this, if you spend all these years with somebody like this, you know, it's hard to leave somebody, you know, in any kind of relationship that you've fallen for. And unless something, you know, unless you really hit a brick wall, you really kind of have to, you know, take a step.
But narcissism will tend to expose several brick walls, particularly if you, because in a relationship, you do want to have kind of that even treatment of one another. You want to be all in for each other, and if only one of you is all in for the other one, that's never going to end well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it has to be even, a give and take, and it can't just be always one person giving and the other person taking. You know, if you feel like you're exhausted at the end of the day, just trying to keep the relationship going, or that you're doing everything for the other person, that's not even.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back. The Ladies Lounge continues. It is Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Do not.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, a really beautiful shot of the Brooklyn and Queensboro bridges there on the East River. Yes. And we're still live from New York every Saturday, regardless of where you may be. So we're grateful that you've chosen to be here. If you're on radio, you're listening on great stations on the Salem Media Group Network, the GCN Live Network, the ABC News Radio Network, the Fox News Radio Network. You're listening to stations all along those lines. If you're watching on television, you're watching on Biz TV. We're hoping soon to add a very valuable cable partner to that little venture, but can't announce anything, not even close to announcing anything yet. You can also watch and listen and weigh in on Facebook Live. So if you go to the Kevin McCullough Facebook page, the public page, facebook.com/KMC01, you'll see the current active video session. You can click on, join in the conversation, you can type your little comments there at the bottom and just keep it civil. And even if you disagree, we welcome you to be there. Ashley Papa is our guest. She is one of the favorites around here because she talks about stuff that people love. It's called Love, and that's what her radio show is called, Fox on Love, in which every Saturday, Saturday and Sunday across the Fox News Radio Network, she is highlighting a different point of emphasis as it deals with relationships, and lots of people are getting help from that, and we're always glad to have her here as well. We were talking about dating a narcissist. Ashley, I'm going to refer people to foxnews.com to let them get the rest of that, because I want to get to this other issue. Four types of men who will cheat. Now, see, every woman listening in America just, like, drove off the road. What? You mean we can know about it ahead of time?
Yeah. Imagine how many hearts we can save from heartbreak.
Well, yeah. And this is a bummer night for me, actually. Here's the thing. I keep being really upbeat, usually. If you're a friend on Facebook, you've probably seen a little bit of this. I just found this week a surprise in my life that has been so joyous to find. But it to get to the point where we got to, where I found basically some long-lost siblings that I never knew that I had, and we have yet to meet, and we have yet to even work, you know, process all the stuff that means everything around the edges of this. But at the core of what happened here, a not very nice person cheated on my mom, cheated on my long-lost siblings' moms, continually drove his life into a pit of destruction, and nobody even knows where he is or if he's alive. He's got arrest warrants in multiple states. There's all kinds of problems with this. But when you shot this over and I was looking and I was like, you know, it's easy to have a lot of hippity-hippity-ha-ha about this because, you know, oh, isn't it funny that sometimes people cheat and we can figure it out ahead of time? Now, actually, what we're trying to do is really inoculate people from being victimized by those who can't keep their word and who won't be the kind of people that they need to be. And so I hadn't planned on talking about that at all tonight, but this is an important topic, and so let me just say two things. If you are a cheater, stop. If you don't want to be in the relationship you're in now, go deal with it honorably. Deal with it openly and publicly, but don't do what you're doing, because people get hurt, and sometimes they carry that hurt for 47 years. Secondly, if you at all are thinking about cheating, don't. I'm just saying you're gonna save yourself a lot of heartache and save others a lot of heartache. But Ashley, in the process of doing this, sometimes people aren't gonna follow those suggestions. So how do we spot men who cheat? What's the first element that they have?
Well, so one of the first types I target is the charming type, and these kind of come on pretty strong, and they're super charming, and they're smart, and they're easy to like. and they don't really care about hurting their spouse because they feel like they're, going back to the narcissist point of view, that they're entitled to sleep with somebody else and kind of just get what they want, you know, with whoever they want. And they're, you know, one of the most dangerous because they're easy to fall for. And, you know, a lot of times we don't spot these type of people until we're into the relationship. And that's when the problems can arise. And that's when you really, you know, do the most damage to yourself.
Is charm bad?
No, not at all. I mean, charming, you know, you want someone who's charming, but it just depends on how they're utilizing that charm. If it's for their own satisfaction and to cause you pain, then that's not good.
Sure. I guess, but if the purpose is to find them out ahead of time, just because someone's charming, that's not necessarily the sign. So maybe there's some other things going on in their life. What's the second one?
So the second one is somebody who feels like they're very deprived and can be, you know, sexually frustrated in their you know, married life, and they kind of seek that avenue elsewhere. And, you know, they might do certain things that kind of signal that they're only looking for that one thing, and they don't really care about cheating on their spouse because they're only looking for that one thing.
You know, it's interesting. Mike Pence, you know, just 2 weeks ago, took all kinds of holy baloney over the fact that he just doesn't have private dinners with women that aren't his wife. It's not, I don't think he thinks it's that hard if it's a really business oriented thing, just have an aide or an assistant there that can, you know, observe what goes on. But, everybody made a big deal about it. But making sure that you're protecting both their reputation and yours, I didn't find anything wrong with that. And it certainly would overcome at least, the objections of these first two so far.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I think it just shows that how much he respects the marriage and his wife.
Yeah. You talk about the kind of man who's likely to cheat, number three, is Mr. Lonely. Now, sounds like a sad, you know, country western song from the 1950s, but what is the profile of this guy?
So this person might be prone to kind of always putting people first. He's kind of like a yes man, but then deep inside feels like, they're not being appreciated and they're not getting what they really want, so they'll seek it elsewhere. So they'll consider straying from their marriage to get that because they feel so lonely, even within the marriage, because they're always, you know, saying yes to not just their wife, but just, like, people in general. And,
so this,
you know,
this
not
speaks
really
to
getting
the individual needing to be kind of healthy in their own skin, needing to not need others to be okay with who they are.
Right, yeah, a lot of this comes from, you know, even before they enter a relationship, just who they are as a person. So, you know, it's not even the spouse's fault or something the spouse is doing wrong. It's just who this person is.
Yeah. Okay, last one. You've got Mr. Ready, and this sounds pretty obvious, but go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, so this guy is, you know, he's ready for somebody new, and he's putting it out there. He's getting the divorce. The papers have been signed, but just make sure that they really are, because, you know, they could easily be lying.
Yeah. Well, again, friends, we don't want to revel in anybody's pain, but if you can help solve some pain in someone's life by maybe avoiding a pothole or two, and we can do that for you. Glad to do it. Ashley Papa's always trying to help. That's the purpose of her column. That's the purpose of her new book that's coming out. And that's the purpose of why she does Fox on Love on many of these same radio stations. And Ashley, it's always a lot of fun to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Always happy to be here.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Now, a bunch of you wanted to know if we were going to come back to the Trump topic, and we are. Phone lines are still open, 888-340-3373. He handled Syria by dropping missiles. Is that the right way? Your response next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. All the boys.
Well, I'm definitely a boy.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
And I don't think any of the Heart Sardines knew who I was when they recorded this song. Anyway, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. A big thanks again to Harry Hurley of WGP. PG. I'm getting this backwards. I don't know why. I knew this like the back of my hand. But it's Talk Radio, Atlantic City, 104.1 FM, 1450 AM. And I just feel like a moron because I just keep forgetting the order. It's WPG. WPG. And they carry us. And I'm so grateful, Atlantic City, that you picked us up a few weeks ago. But I feel like a complete doofus because I've now butchered the call letters twice. But it, when I was in Atlantic City or driving down yesterday, I caught the signal, and great radio station. But I was invited by Mr. Hurley to come down to Cape May and to be part of a fundraising event that he does for his charity. He writes great checks for great causes, everything from cancer to kids and all kinds of stuff that he's raising money for. And the lieutenant governor of New Jersey was there. I don't know. I've always hoped that the most conservative person in a race that has the shot to win can win. So that's kind of where I'm looking at the New Jersey race. It appears that she will be the Republican nominee. There was an idea that a local guy, a fella I'm pretty familiar with, my morning man in New York, Joe Piscopo, was thinking about running as a Republican. He has ruled that out publicly. He's still tangentially considering an independent bid, but the independent nominees in New Jersey over the years that they have run have done insufferably poor. So I don't have a lot of confidence that that's going to garner. Now, it might be the heir of Trump and the independent name and the celebrity and all the rest of that might work. I don't know. But so if it comes down to he and Mr. Murphy, the Democrat there, I would hope for Mr. Piscopo to win. But it appears that that really won't be, much of a challenge at this point. So I was there with the lieutenant governor. It was really, really good to hear her vision for what she wants for the state. And I'm hoping that in the years to come, New York can get a similar conservative Republican that would do that. Same for Connecticut. I'd love to see the Northeast be rescued a little bit from its insanity, because you can't take many more years of Mayor de Blasio running the world's most important city and expect it to still be anything that people will recognize anymore. It's just that's how bad it's gotten and continues to get. So we've got to start turning things around up in this part of the country. So thank you for your patience for those of you that live elsewhere. Virginia's also got a big governor's race going down this year, and so those are the two main races. But that aside, I want to say thanks to Harry for inviting us. The Congress Hall Hotel, a beautiful, gorgeous hotel, old, historic. President stayed there. They've got a lot of history entailed in that hotel, and it's looked better. I mean, it's looking better than it's ever looked, and it was such a beautiful view we had from our room looking out over the beach. And even though it was a little bit cold for beach weather, it was still just a gorgeous sight. So I want to say thanks to everybody that had us down there. And I want to say this. Next week, we are going to announce the name of our Lord's Diamonds Easter Gold Earring and Diamond Jewel Contest. Now, I made a boo-boo last week. I said that we were giving away a gold earring with sapphire stones in it. No. I was talking to Anu from Lord's Diamonds. She said, no, Kev, it's blue diamonds. They're rare. Blue diamonds are more rare than white diamonds, so they're kind of a big deal. So if you haven't registered to win in the drawing, and we're going to draw the name on the 13th. We will announce it here on the 15th. But you can register. The simplest way is to do this. Simply send me an email at kmcradio@gmail.com. 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 And put your name, mailing address, and phone number in the email. kmcradio@gmail.com. Name, mailing address, and phone number. And then we will draw the winner, and we will tell you who it is, coming up on the 1 week from tonight. Now, here's the other thing. Lord's Diamonds is located in Manhattan, but they service customers around the globe. In fact, there are people that go online, and they see what Anu has, and they say, hey, this is what I want. Can you do it? They email her. She takes the payment via electronic means. But if you've ever wanted a piece of diamond jewelry, you're not going to get better service nor better quality from my trusted friend Anu Khanna at Lord's Diamonds. She's been doing this for at least 15 years, because that's how long I've known her. I've bought much of the lovely bride's jewelry from her as well, and she works with people on any size budget, and you cannot go wrong by reaching out to Lord's Diamonds, lordsdiamonds.com online. And we're coming right back. More Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go away.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. That's a beautiful shot of Times Square tonight, and yeah, it's kind of busy, but we're glad you're with us regardless of where you're from, and we always love taking your phone calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, toll free call coast to coast. We've already heard from Philadelphia and Los Angeles and a whole bunch of places all across the country tonight. Let's hear from you. What do you think about what the Trumpster did? I don't think anybody's going to walk away from this week and having seen pictures of the children of Syria being gassed and not have some degree of compassion that there is some, I don't know, wrong in the universe, that evil exists. You can't look at someone gassing kids and say that that's that you know there is no evil. But here's the other side of this. There's people upset that he didn't ask Congress before he dropped the 59 Tomahawk missiles on him, and that in doing so he somehow violated the protocol of how things are supposed to go. I don't agree with that, by the way. The president has always had the ability to create and to initiate strategic strikes in places. President Obama, by the way, had how many strikes? You just looked that up, Owen. What was that? What was the statistic on my screen? I got to scroll back up. 20,000 airstrikes between 2009 and 2012. And we still didn't get a single one of Assad's planes. How do you do that, by the way? How do you fly 20,000 missions and all you hit is tumbleweeds and little bunnies running down the desert dirt trail? How do you do that? Bad aim, yeah. Or maybe not giving your pilots the clearance to take out the targets when they do find them. We did get a lot of reports that clearance to shoot at targets was very slow in the Obama era. But anyway, that's not the subject. The subject is what Trump did in retaliation to the gas attack on the kids and your thoughts on it. And if you agree, I've got one set of questions for you. And if you disagree, I've got another set for you. It's Danny in Tampa. Hey, Danny, it's been a while since you've been with us, but glad you're back. Do you agree with what Trump did or disagree?
Well, I disagree.
Okay, so hold on. So if you're on the disagree side, my questions are these. If he did the wrong thing, if Danny were president, what's the right thing?
Well, first of all, I would always try to do things without any kind of bombing or violence. That'd be my first inclination. Second of all, I think that...
But Danny, hold on a second. Hold on. I've got a follow-up question. So you would. You didn't tell me what you would do. You told me what you wouldn't do. So he gasses kids, and we've seen these pictures. We're rolling some of them on the TV screen tonight. You see dead children in the streets who died horrible deaths, and he shouldn't drop the Tomahawk missiles. Which, by the way, we didn't lose any lives, and I think we killed like 21 of their guys. And
I heard there were like six civilians that were killed around there, but that's not the point. The point is, what is the point? The point is, why did he call the Russians and the Syrians beforehand? They were able to go ahead and move those chemical weapons, and those people weren't punished. They were able to move out of there. The people who killed the kids. Who gets the kids?
We were killing airplanes and storage supplies of the chemicals.
He called the Russians and the Syrians beforehand. And do you know now that Russia, I know that Trump, there's a lot of stuff with him and Russia, and I believe it. But I don't know if they're friends or not, if this is planned or not. But the whole thing is, and now do you know that Russia has cut off, and the United States, the things that they always tell each other, what they're going to do and all that. Now that Russia has dropped that. And this guy now is going to put us in a threat. Maybe a direct confrontation with Russia and a nuclear war in North Korea. This guy.
Yeah, I know, Danny. Every single person on your side of the political aisle is screaming that like bloody murder these days. I don't see it. But
before he got in, Kevin, that's one of the reasons I don't want this guy in there. First of all, I think he's as low as scum as you can get. I'd love to go a couple of rounds with him. I love it. Okay, and let me tell you something. Okay, and I mean you could have Gino running the country, maybe better than Trump. That's how bad Trump is. All right, Trump is the worst. He is an a-hole, a scumbag.
Okay. You've crossed the line. You went to the you had to mention the body part. I got to cut you off. You know the rules around here. Keep it civil. But you avoided. I set up a very easily structured conversation that everyone on all sides of the aisle should be able to participate in. If you agree with what he did, I want to know how you'd, argue the legality portion of it. If you disagree with what he did, I want to know what you would suggest be done differently. Or would you, like Danny just did, obfuscate and really come around to the point where you're saying we're doing nothing? Because that's what Obama did. He said, use them on your people again. Use them on innocent children. That's a red line. We will take action. And as Dr. Herb London of the London Center for Policy Research, one of the most revered thinkers of our day, said on my show last week, he drew that red line with invisible ink. It was pretty obvious. And Mr. Trump has taken a different approach to this. Now, I do not think he has started World War III. And I don't think if we drop more missiles on their Air Force planes tonight that he's started World War III. And I do think that it was interesting that China was sitting at the table with him when he announced it. And maybe not a bad thing. I do think it's interesting that North Korea needed to understand that, when this guy says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. We have not had anybody that would follow through on what they said they were going to do for at least 8 years. So you want to build instant credibility in the world, keep your word. And here's the thing, and this is the thing, and the thing is this. When America demonstrates its strength, the entire world is safer. When we do not keep our word, the entire world is more destabilized. And whether or not, you know, all of the left's concerns that Russia is now going to enter into a nuclear assured destruction kind of end of the entire cataclysmic, earth, I don't think that's going to happen. I reserve the right to be wrong, though. Coming back with more of your calls, it's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And big thanks to those of you that watch every single week. And tell your friends. Tell them about the Facebook Live page. You can go and you can comment with us now online, even if you can't get through on the phone lines, because we seem to have been packed tonight pretty well. But we're coming right back from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for making us a part of your Saturday night, every single Saturday night. And we always appreciate it. It is the final few minutes of Radio Night Live. And if you're watching Biz TV and you missed some of it, you want to go back and catch it. Maybe you missed part of Ashley Papa's relationship night in the ladies' lounge, or maybe the entire first hour in which we delved into the Trump-Syria dilemma and what he should do and just how crazy it is. I mean, when Lawrence O'Donnell is proffering a conspiracy that starts with Putin telling Assad to do this because it will help Trump in the U.S., you know that we're just completely off the rails at that point. And he's got Alex Jones and people from the alt-right that are like, you know, this is a way that he's going to, you know, install, I don't know, secret military dictatorial control. It's a really trying to serve the American people is a thankless task if somebody hasn't informed us of that already. And I think Mr. Trump understands that now better than ever. Let's go to the Bronx. Watching on Biz TV in New York is Gino. Hello, Gino. Gino, are you there?
This is Paul.
That's line one. I need line two. Gino.
Hi.
Hey.
I finally agree with Danny on one thing.
What's that?
I should be running things. I should be president of the Gino of the Bronx. But I got to say, Danny said it when he was still on his meds at the nursing home where he's staying in the Everglades. So, I mean, I got to take that with a grain of salt. But one other point, I got to say, the Trumps did the right thing, but he did it for the wrong reason, and he did it at the wrong time.
How so?
Unfortunately, I'll explain. He shouldn't make a habit of doing these airstrikes or military strikes just for popularity points or for sentimentality. If our actual national interests were at stake, if our soldiers or our citizens were being harmed or murdered by the Syrians, I can understand him doing this on a regular basis. But for this one time, I'll let him slide. But I'll tell you right now, a lot of his supporters, a lot of his voters don't want him to be involved in Syria because it is going to be a quagmire if he does do that. And then he tipped off his friend, the rootin' tootin', Vladimir Putin, so that he got his Russian buddies out of there in out of harm's way. If he's going to do that, then what's the sense in launching the strikes? If the Russians really are screwing us and they're doing it intentionally, then some of their blood has got to be spilled and they have to know about it. And they have to know that the Trumpster is going to take a stand and rootin' tootin' had better go along and not interfere. Otherwise, all hell is going to break loose. Unfortunately, even Danny Boy, you know, can tell time twice a day by looking at 12 noon and 12 midnight. We don't want to get involved in a quagmire. The one time is okay. But if he does it again, he better have a damn valid reason, like one of our embassies gets attacked, or one of our citizens or our soldiers gets kidnapped and murdered by the
U.S. Gino, let me ask you about this, though. Let me just ask you this, though, because Trump consistently tricks people. What if he just makes the point that Syria's time, when we're not going to, we're going to just go along with whatever they've done, is over. We've called their bluff and it's done. I mean, this is that's something they're not used to, and I think that whether or not it has to happen again or not is something we're going to have to talk about at another time. All right, Kevin McCullough, have a great night. Thank you for joining us on radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.